read, listen, and choose the correct answer.
Hello, everyone. Today, I had the chance to talk to Randall Stewart, one of the most respected names in contemporary photography. I'd like to share with you some of the things he said about his job and career as a professional photographer. Randall got into photography at the age of 15, and he never saw it as a way to make an income. Actually, he said that his parents were always pushing on him not taking that as a way for a living. However, he never lost interest in it. Actually, he went from drawing to painting until he realized that photography was what he had to do. "I will never get away from it. I will never get enough," he said. Randall mentioned that he's got something of great value at home. It is an old camera he borrowed from his dad. He said that he usually got great pictures with it until he got into the show business. He said that his first jobs were wedding photography and some local sports events. He now knows that this new industry he got into recently is more demanding, and that's why he had to work hard and make a great effort to get the equipment he uses now, which has helped him to get the tremendous success he's got now. He said that people are always asking what kind of photography he likes best. I have to say that I did too. He said something that I think is very interesting. Having had the opportunity to take photos of actors and professional athletes, you might think that glamour is what attracts me or gets me inspired. But it's not like that. Despite finding all those things like fame, light, and glamour appealing, it is people, just the person himself, what I am fascinated about. In the last part of the interview, he mentioned some of the things he enjoys about his job as a way to motivate and encourage young photographers to take risks in working on their interests and discovering their real talents. He said that photography has brought this always coming chance to get different people in their photos. He says that the moment is so perfect that he comes to people after taking the photo to explain why he took it. He explained that the reactions he gets from people are so great that if he could make a list of the many different people he meets every day, it would be just endless. He also said that traveling is great, but not necessary sometimes, as he has been able to get great photos anywhere he goes. He pointed out the fact that this career is always changing, and due to the fact that now technology and cell phones are everywhere, all photographers must show their works on websites. He said that newspapers and magazines are nowadays publishing their work on the internet, so online work is the best option for the modern times. Your photos and work in general might be shown and seen all around the world in minutes, and you could get useful feedback from the comments people post, he remarked. And to close end the interview, we asked him to give other photographers some advice, and he said something peculiar but so true, I'd say. "I know you all got a cell phone, so take it out and shot. Then show your pictures and use what other people think of your photos as a means to get what you really want to show in them. I'm not saying it is not important. I'm saying it must be a tool only. And training may be useful too. So if you need help, go and take a course. If not, just keep studying and practicing on your own. Just go out there and do it. Any time is great."